fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th day of June. The prep tip of the day is to inventory your tools. Make sure you've got what you think you should have. Fill in the blank spots. Tools have a way of walking away, in case you don't know. All right. We're hoping we will connect with Professor McKinney. He has not got connected with us yet. If and when he does, of course, we'll bring him on board and we'll interview Professor McKinney, as we do pretty much every Wednesday. We have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. As I said in the first hour, I did watch President Trump's speech last night on Newsmax. He did a great job. I saw Mike Lindell in the audience right in front of the podium. I saw a couple other people I recognized in front of the podium there. And it was a great speech. He really summarized in a not very long period of time. It was I'm not sure how long the speech was, maybe 20 or 25 minutes. But he really did a great summary of what's going on, why it's going on, and how horrendous this is. President Trump will prevail, as he has every other time, with these false accusations that have been going on now for, what, 6 years, 7 years? It's a long time. He's a tough guy. He's a tough guy. And if and when he takes office again, I'm pretty sure he will avoid most, if not all, the mistakes he made the first time, bringing in deep state operatives into his administration who did not like him, did not like his policies, did everything they could to thwart his policies, like Mike Pompeo, for example. Mike Pence is another one. He shouldn't have been there at all. If we'd had a patriot as vice president, the results of the election would have been analyzed before they'd been certified. That was his responsibility. The vice president is the only person who has the authority to make sure that the election is properly certified under proper circumstances for the right reasons. Mike Pence did not do that. unfortunately. If there had been a delay of a month or 2 months or even 3 months to make sure that the election was done properly, I would have been okay with that. I'm sure many Americans would have been, many others, the mainstream media would have been outraged, of course. President Trump makes a point over and over again. He received more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, which of course he did. And of course he did receive more votes, more legitimate votes, I should say, than Joe Biden did. It's what a travesty. We, our country, our republic, has become the laughingstock of the planet for a very good reason. We send men to international conferences that dress up publicly as women. This Levine character, he's dressing up in the uniform of a female Navy admiral. How embarrassing, how humiliating that this man does this. The guy formerly in charge of proper disposal of nuclear waste, who was stealing women's clothing from airports and went to conferences, international conferences and national meetings and conferences attired as a woman with the biggest smile on his face. He's not smiling so much now, is he? Hardly. If you are a beer drinker, I hope that you will avoid buying any and all Anheuser-Busch products, that you will encourage everybody you know who's a beer drinker to avoid buying any and all Anheuser-Busch products. There's quite a few of them, by the way. Michelob, Budweiser, and so forth. McLite. They're all come from the same company, which is no longer the Busch family, by the way. I didn't know any members of the Busch family. I'd seen them here and there around town. I know people who knew them quite well. I did get the tour at one of the Busch family members' homes in a fundraising event that I was at, a very nice home in Ladue, Missouri. I don't believe the Busch family would have done what InBev did to promote their products by using a mentally ill young man pretending to be a teenage girl. Well, they found out real quick the consequences of that, didn't they? They absolutely did. So, Target, yeah, there's other places to shop. You don't need to be shopping at Target. And it looks like we may have a caller on hold here soon. And the call number is 512-248-8252. And it looks like we got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. You ended your show with talking about aluminum in the food supply. And
that's right.
Actually, as far as the soil, there is, in some soils, there's actually a lot of aluminum. When I was doing some research on building with cob, I was surprised to see what kind, that there's actually a good bit of aluminum in clay soils. Now, I don't know about sand because I don't have sandy soil around here, but I do not believe it's in the same chemistry as what they're spraying out of the chemtrails.
Well, you're talking about natural bauxite aluminum that has not been refined is what you're talking about, right?
Well, and I was kind of concerned when I read the amount of in clay, because, you know, you'll see these clay pots that they that they make jars out of, or they
right.
have that for water. Have you seen these where they claim that using them for water actually pulls some of the stuff out of the water? Now, you know,
what pulls what out of what water?
Well, you'll see these, and I don't think they're fired, but I'm not sure. This clay.
What's being pulled out of the water? I don't know what that
means. Well, it supposes to be impurities.
Well, that's good. So the clay pots pull the impurities out of the water.
That's what they claim on these, but and I don't know if they're fired or not. I wouldn't think that they could be fired to do that. But anyway, there's actually, but the plants won't take too much of it. Now, I did hear someone say the other night that green beans actually do pull some of the aluminum out of the soil, that there are some, but he said it was in a stable form that your body's not going to take it up.
Yeah, I think there's, and I'm no chemist, but I believe there's a dramatic difference between naturally occurring aluminum and refined aluminum in terms of its effect on the human body, my dear.
Yeah, I think it's tied up chemically where your body won't naturally pull it out. But anyway, I wanted to throw that in.
Okay, well, thank you, Sherry. We appreciate it. Sure. The call number is 512-248-8252. The level of ignorance in this country concerning political matters, I've mentioned this quite a few times in the past, but I was in the courthouse, my county courthouse, a while back. It's been several years ago, and I made the comment, the following comment: whichever party can influence the greatest number of illiterate voters is the one that will win. And I was making reference to the those who vote Democratic having more illiterate voters than the Republican Party. And my audience was several women who worked there, both Republicans and Democrats. And the one Democratic woman, nice lady, she says, "John, you mean you believe there's more illiterate voters in the Democratic Party?" I said, "Well, I think so, as far as I know." But even among literate people, the level of ignorance is astounding. And here's the example I give. Very dear friend of mine, he's a graduate of a four-year brick-and-mortar university, not online training. He's a veteran of the U.S. Air Force. He's owned his own business for 20-plus years with as many as 6 and 8 full-time employees. He wrote a book about his chosen career that was published. Now, and he's conservative. He did not know that there's a difference between a state senator and a United States senator. A man with those credentials, that biography, did not know there's a difference between a state representative and a United States representative. Now, this is a literate man who's got a bachelor's degree, has been successful in his chosen career, married a couple of adult children. I'm sure he's a grandfather by now. And if a man with that background, that biography, that CV, does not know there's a difference between a U.S. senator and a state senator, what does that say for the rest of these folks out here, many of whom are high school graduates only? Many of whom are actually semi-literate. This is a literate man. He wrote a book. Of course he's literate. And it's easy to look up how many Americans are either semi-literate or illiterate. You're considered literate if you can read at a third grade level by the U.S. Army. You're semi-literate if you can't read at a third grade level. It's about half the population is either illiterate or semi-literate. That's why you see these campaigns focusing mostly on television ads and radio ads as opposed to print advertising, ink on paper. And that's what they're doing. They're hoping to influence the masses, influence those men and women who either don't read or can't read. That's where the money is spent, television advertising and radio advertising, for that reason. They want to read the they want to reach the masses, reach the men and women who can't read or don't read. If you include the people who don't read along with those who can't read, you're probably looking at about 3 out of 4 Americans. And that's just my rough estimate based on my knowledge and experience. I use my daughter and my son-in-law as examples. My daughter is a great young lady, a mother of three children who she's raised to be. Two are still in high school. The one is a university graduate. My son-in-law is a great young man, good husband, good provider. And my son-in-law tells me, he says, John, if I want to read something, anything serious, I have to close the door, have to have complete silence in order to be able to read something. He was taught sight reading, as most Americans under age 50 were taught sight reading as opposed to phonics, or it's also called whole word reading. If you're taught that method of reading, you're forever stuck in a limited ability to read for pleasure, to read for fun. It's something you simply don't do because you can't. And that's where we are. And this is by design. I know, with Jeff Nyquist, Jeff and I have talked about this a number of times. We may talk about it again today. I don't know. But the Marxists have taken over and captured much of public education in this country. They captured the schools that teach the teachers. They made sure they did that. They captured the schools that teach journalism. They made sure they did that. If you have finite resources, not infinite, but finite resources in terms of money and people, you're going to focus on the things that matter the most. That's what the communists did. They focused on taking over and controlling the schools of journalism. They focused on taking over the universities that teach the teachers. Jeff Nyquist has told the story many times. He was told in no uncertain terms that if he wanted a career in education as a professional educator, he would have to become a Marxist, basically. That was it. And that was his wake-up call. That's when he decided to become an expert in the international communist conspiracy, which is very real, by the way. Don't fool yourself. It is very real. And we're dealing with it every day. So hopefully you, all of you listening out there, you'll do what you can. I mentioned a group, We the People. I have limited knowledge of it, but the knowledge I have of it is that they're motivated to do the right things for the right reasons. And I hope that if there's not a chapter in your county, that you'll be able to start a chapter in your county. I'm not sure if the Tea Party is active that much anymore, but they were a great group also. We have another caller here. We're at Kyle in Montana.
Good morning, John. You know, you were talking about people that can't read. And I was thinking about that along with the term television. If you're going to imprint somebody's mind, the two most powerful ways you can do that is talk to them and show them at the same time. And if you think about the term television, you understand why society has been manipulated so easily and so powerfully. And the dumbing down of society has been because we don't have to read anymore or just actually listen. Louis L'Amour had a great saying. He said, many people hear, very few listen. And that is the reality of our society. We've been told a vision, and we're now living that out. And at the same time, we've learned to only hear, but not really listen, and not actually be able to process what we're hearing.
That reminds me, Kyle, it's been about 10 or 12 years ago, I did a presentation. It was Career Day at the local elementary school. It was a group of grade school kids, and I might as well have been talking to the wall. They were looking at everything. Maybe one-fourth the class was actually paying attention to myself, the speaker. It was pretty disappointing because this is what the teacher has to deal with every day. Anything else, Kyle?
No, that's it. Thanks, John.
Okay, thanks for the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight, possibly die. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Father's Day sale on the Energy Cleaner is in effect right now until Monday the 19th, and at midnight, it's $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, or call my toll-free airline. That's 800-592-9543. We have open lines at the Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. Let's go a little bit deeper into how we got to where we are. many of you, myself included, when we were elementary school, we were given the Dick and Jane readers to learn how to read. Now, that was the beginning of sight reading right there. They were introduced into public schools in the mid to late 1930s, distributed pretty much nationwide as far as I know. And the teachers, they still taught phonics. When I was in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, and so forth, we were taught phonics in addition to the Dick and Jane readers. The school that teach the teachers stopped teaching these young teachers how to teach phonics about the same time. And by the late 1950s, many of these teachers had retired. And by 1966, we were seeing the consequences. 1966 was the year of the highest ever recorded SAT scores. The year I graduated from high school was the highest ever recorded SAT scores. And they've been going down ever since, more than half a century. They've changed the SAT test three times, I believe, maybe four, in order to artificially raise the SAT numbers, the scores of our students nationwide. That's what they did, to give the appearance of the SATs actually going up, but they haven't. So once the teachers who taught phonics were retired, that was the end of it. Now, I believe it was the mid to late 1970s, don't hold me to a date, that this Hooked on Phonics program came out, a privately sponsored, privately paid for program to help parents teach phonics to their children because the schools weren't. I assume that's still in effect. I don't know. But because of public outrage, schools started once again teaching phonics. But I know locally here, one of our school districts, they don't start teaching phonics until, I believe, the fifth or sixth grade, way too late. If you wait that long, you've lost these children. You've lost them. Phonics needs to begin in kindergarten, if not sooner. And this is one of the most foundational things there is about our public education system, is teaching phonics and teaching children how to read. We have a break. We don't have a break. I don't know what's going on there. Just hang on, ladies and gentlemen. Live broadcasts are always a hoot. The foundation of any and all education is two things: language skills and mathematics. Everything else comes from that. Language skills and mathematics. If you have a good, firm, solid foundation in both, then you can go forward to learn anything you want to learn, whether it might be medicine, science, engineering, law. It doesn't matter. You're gonna have the foundation to build from if you have those two skills well in hand. Unfortunately, that's not what's being done. We had a great system for teaching mathematics in this country. For the most part, it's been done away with. I'm not sure. I read these different things where you can have a different answer than four when two plus two is added, that it's possible to get a different answer. How is that possible? Well, it's not, obviously. It's not. So we have a growing number is now in the tens of millions of young Americans, under age 50 especially, who don't have a really firm footing in science, mathematics, language, and so forth. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Miss Mr. Sandman.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Clear. The Energy Clear transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. My new webmaster has been doing a stellar job getting everything updated on a timely basis, and I really appreciate his help. I know he's listening this morning. This coming August, the second weekend of August, the 12th and 13th, I will be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo put on by G. Edward Griffin in Des Moines, Iowa. The details and tickets are available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Right next to that, would you like to have a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge as featured in the popular TV series Yellowstone? You can have either or something in between. 1,000-square-foot home, 2,000-square-foot home. The guys I work with, they build custom kits that will be shipped to your job site for your contractor to build the beautiful custom home that you want. They do a great job, by the way. The Father's Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 19th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. You can place your order for your energy cleaner your mattress pad at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Don't ask my order takers about this, the sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. It's 800-592-9543. We have open lines at 512-248-8252. Our next caller is James in Vancouver, Canada. Good morning, James.
Yes, good morning. I think 1966 up here is when they started taking Latin out of the high schools. So I don't know if we ever studied Greek.
That would be about right. There's very few public high schools anywhere in the United States to teach Latin anymore. Very few, if any. I guess there's some. But how can you have a career in biology or medicine without without knowing Latin? Because all these
and
terms
Greek,
in medicine, they're based
Greek
on Latin,
well.
Aren't they? And Greek, you're right.
Yeah,
right.
I can recommend a dictionary people want to get if they want to brush up on their etymology. Is the Scribner Bantam English Dictionary, which actually is no longer in print. It was done by a guy out of the University of Pennsylvania, Edwin B. Williams. The guy had four PhDs, and it's a fantastic dictionary.
Is Scribner Bantam,
portable.
You say? Scribner Bantam?
English Dictionary, yes.
Bantam.
It's got 80,000 words in it. And also, it has about 500 essays in the dictionary that discuss the nuances of the meanings of the words.
Oh, that's great. So, my Webster's Unabridged Dictionary is one of my prized possessions. I also have one of the Webster dictionaries from the early part of the 19th century. I think it was 1824, I believe. That's another prized possession.
Right. Well, if you get a copy of this book, you can throw it in your bug-out bag easy. It's very small, very portable, but it's got a hell of a lot of information in it. So,
that's great.
Alrighty.
I appreciate that. Okay. Thank you, James.
All right,
I appreciate
thanks.
It.
Bye now.
Call number is 512-248-8252. Talk radio at its best. You learn from me. I learn from you. We all learn from each other. You know, this Scribner Dictionary is on my list of books to get. My personal library is probably 300 to 500 volumes. I don't know. I haven't inventoried them. The group I work with has a library, a collection of probably 2,000 to 3,000 books, which may sound like a lot, but it needs to be inventoried. And one of my goals is to have everything set up with a Dewey Decimal System as a way to keep track of what we got and be able to find books quickly and easily. What's the use of having hundreds of books if you can't find what you're looking for quickly and easily? Ink on paper books. Now, I'm a big fan. I love ink on paper books. As I said, I have a large collection. I also like electronic books because they're so handy. I also like audio books when I'm traveling. My trips to St. Louis, which aren't all that frequent, typically once a month, is 2 hours each direction. I'll have an audiobook to help make use of that time with something that's interesting and a good listen. Typically, it would be a novel, but sometimes something a bit different than a novel. Audiobooks are great as well, in my opinion. Books are the foundation of our society, in my opinion, all books. Now, my Bible is one of my valuable books. Also, there's a short list of books that I would make sure were in my bug out bag. The New King James Version is one I like. Is one we use in my church. There's a couple of others. The Special Forces Operations Manual, published in 1966, I believe, or 1964, is another one. A good quality dictionary, of course, would be on that list as well. That would be vacuum packed to make sure that they would survive whatever harsh conditions I had to go through with my bug out bag. I love my vacuum packer, by the way. It's a marvelous piece of equipment. You can vacuum pack food. You can vacuum pack books. You can vacuum pack clothing. You can vacuum pack ammunition, which I've done, of course. It's marvelous. And one of my listeners gave a great hint. Instead of doing one seal on each end of the bag, you do two seals on each end of the bag, which cuts down the failure rate dramatically. I've had typically about a 5 to 10% failure rate on these seals. And if you double bag using two seals on each bag, you've pretty much eliminated all chance of seal failure if you do that. And with these valuable books, such as the Bible, such as a good quality dictionary, such as the Special Forces Manual, Operations Manual, it's over 500 pages. There's different versions of that one. You want the one that's over 500 pages, by the way. It's the most complete, the most detailed. I used to sell those on my website. I no longer, because the publishing company that was publishing it, they went out of business. Anyway, you can find them on Amazon. And the call number is 512-248-8252. I've been talking the last several days this week with a gentleman in California. He may be listening. He's been successful in his chosen career with a business that has more than 100 employees. He's raised a couple of adult children. He has several grandchildren, young grandchildren. And we're talking about how to help his wife understand the seriousness of what it means to be a resident of California. So I called him yesterday. I think it was yesterday morning. It could have been the day before, but I believe it was yesterday. We talked briefly. And I said, here's what you need to emphasize to your wife to help convince her. And this has to do with the grandchildren. What future do these children have in California? They will be going, if they go to public schools, they'll be going to public schools dominated by Marxists. And as we found out, at least I found out a few weeks ago, some of the upscale private schools are doing some of the same things. Of course, how could they help it? Because even the private schools are hiring teachers, if they went to school in California, teachers that were taught Marxism as a basis for everything they do. What future do they have when these are Caucasian children, when being Caucasian will mean less opportunity to advance in university, less opportunity in the job market, less opportunity in general to have a good life, because the state of California is so heavily taxing people, so heavily regulating people, that it's very difficult right now. In 2023, these youngsters, they'll be adults in 13 to 15 years. What chance will they have compared to what's going on now? Not much. So I know he may or may not be listening now. If you are, good morning, sir. Many of you find yourselves in the same situation where you have a spouse who doesn't get this. And they need to get it. They need to get the hell out of Dodge, quite frankly. California, Oregon, Washington State, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, there's other places. If you want to expend energy trying to change it, hey, you have my blessing, go for it, on one hand. On the other, life is short. If you think that's what you need to do, then go for it. If you want to have a full, happy, productive life, get the hell out of Dodge. Come to Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Florida. There's a lot of great states with great conservative governments. The Dakotas, for example, North Dakota, South Dakota. Great places to thrive, be productive, have a happy, full, fun life without dealing with these crushing governments. And they are crushing. They crush you financially. They crush you spiritually in places like California, Oregon, Washington State. My daughter and her family live in Washington State. Governor Inslee up there just signed a law making it illegal to sell AR-15s just in the last few days. I'm not sure what all, I haven't read the law, but most likely banning high-capacity magazines as well, or what I call normal magazines. I watched this Congresswoman Lee, I believe she's from Texas, making a complete fool out of herself, attempting to tell people why she is fearful and doesn't like certain firearms. It was pretty humiliating, quite frankly, that she would do that in public. She had no knowledge whatsoever of the intricacies of various firearms, AR-15s or otherwise. It was really humiliating to see her make a fool of herself in front of the whole world. But she did. That's okay. Now we know. Well, it's summertime. Time to be outdoors and be active. Let's talk a little bit about ultraviolet. Ultraviolet radiation has become more intense the last 15, 20 years. Many people, myself included, we recognize that when we go outside, we have an almost instant tingling, a burning sensation on bare skin. That's the ultraviolet doing that. The Environmental Protection Agency has a site at their website where you can look up and put the zip code of any American zip code in there and find out the ultraviolet index for that particular day. And it started out, the ultraviolet index was 1 through 10. They had to raise it to 12 plus because of the increased energy coming from the sun. It has nothing to do with global warming or human activity, by the way. And something we've taken, I have friends, a very dear friend. In fact, he was just here at my home just in the last half hour. He had skin cancer on the right side of his head and an open, oozing, bloody wound that he healed with black salve and apricot kernels. He now looks normal on the right side of his head, thank goodness. Another neighbor of mine, he's a cattle rancher. Not a big rancher. He has typically 80 to 100 head of cattle, which is not a big cattle ranch. He goes in once a year and has the skin cancer cut off his arms because he refuses to dress properly to protect himself. He doesn't wear a cowboy hat. He should. He wears a baseball cap, which is what most of these guys do around here. If you want to protect yourself from the sun, you need a wide-brim straw hat. You need light-colored cotton clothing. Now, you can spend extra money and get special ultraviolet resistant clothing from Amazon and other places. I don't feel the need to do that myself. When my dress shirts, which are typically white, are light blue, when they get wore out, I just wear them as a work shirt. Long sleeve shirts, of course. And I never wear shorts. I simply don't do that. Rarely do the men around here, at least the locals, ever wear shorts. You need to protect your legs, not only from ultraviolet, but from all the things that can hurt your legs when you're out doing work, especially out in the forest or around the ranch. But this is very important to learn your ultraviolet index, to learn what it means, and to learn how to protect yourself from ultraviolet damage and skin cancer. I encourage everybody to do that. I'm looking forward to our interview with Jeff Nyquist at the top of the hour, about 12, 13 minutes or so. Jeff's knowledge is unsurpassed. There's very few men or women, either one, that have the base of knowledge he has of the international communist conspiracy. Now, once Jeff goes outside his area of expertise, he's just a regular guy and with limited knowledge. And that's okay. That's okay. I don't expect Jeff to have detailed knowledge of things that he doesn't pay attention to. Sometimes he's shocked and surprised at what we talk about here at Republic Broadcasting, because it really is outside his purview, outside what he focuses on with his work day. But that's okay. And I'm really looking forward to Friday. We'll have my first interview with Marie Lassiter. Marie Lassiter is the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, largest county in the state. It's 300 square miles smaller than the state of Rhode Island, by the way. It's a big county. She's a scientist. She's the author of 3 books. She's written a couple of dozen peer-reviewed articles. Very bright lady. she confirmed at our meetup the other day that there's been a 40% increase in all-cause mortality beginning in June of 2021. That's what she did. We have a caller on hold. We've got Mike in Kentucky. Morning, Mike.
Hey, I was trying to get in when you were on the topic of education a little bit earlier. I know you were talking, you guys were chattering on about some of the ways that phonics and things had affected the test scores. And, of course, there's the music.
Hold on. We'll get your comment after the break, Mike. Just hold on, please.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Mike, what's your question or comment, sir? Go ahead.
Well, from my perspective, coming at this from not really a baby boomer, more of an Xer, I saw what happened in the late 90s into the 2000s with the elimination of recess and cursive handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
And all these devices coming in. But the textbooks also being gone, they were already used. I think textbooks are already used to do a lot of sin by omission, censorship of America's republic principles and mechanics. The best thing that happened with me was diagramming sentences for language mechanics. I don't know if is any of that still taught? I think cursive's coming back. Recess came back.
Right, right. All well, and let's not forget the introduction of the make-believe diagnosis, ADHD. It's a fiction. It's an absolute fiction.
Think it's been expanded beyond belief. The autism spectrum disorder could probably be applied to anybody just to get them on medication. But recess was a big problem there. Kids can't sit still 8-9 hours a day as you maximize classroom time. They found that out in Texas. They started adding back 15-minute recesses, and the standardized test scores just blossomed. Just that one thing.
Right, right. Well, especially boys. Boys have typically healthy
boys. I think boys have a problem with certain things in our diet, and Canada has known that for a long time. It's finally happening in America. A lot of the stupid dyes and chemicals are being eliminated. Even McDonald's eliminated annatto from their ice cream a few years ago. But the high salicylate diet, I don't think a lot of people can't metabolize that stuff. You see it in children as something called slap face. They get the really red cheeks, and they can't sit still. They're all agitated. And so what do? They mask the symptoms with Ritalin. It's wrong.
Right. Have you heard of Dr. Leo Eisenberg?
No.
He's one that developed the diagnosis ADHD. He gave one last interview before his death. He became quite wealthy, by the way, developing Ritalin. He said it's a fictitious diagnosis. He's the one who created it. It's a fictitious diagnosis.
Well, what causes the disorder is the problem.
There is no disorder. It's a fiction. Healthy young men can't sit still for an hour or two at a time. They simply can't do that. Mike, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
All
right, top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.